Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard. It is Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the globe here on a Thursday into a football Friday. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way as we talk to the world of sports for the next 60 minutes here, right up until the top of the next hour here. We will pivot as our guest today, Gary Meyer, is going to reschedule. He had a pressing issue and we'll give him his mulligan that he much deserves. Been a good friend of the network, good friend of this program in past. He's got a book out about Brady versus Belichick, and I look forward to really getting his take. This is probably the most extensive and comprehensive look at the Belichick-Brady era, how it ended, how much discord there was behind the scenes that we never really saw because, you know, the Patriots are as buttoned up and we're as buttoned up under Camp Belichick than any other organization. I mean, they just buttoned up. I mean, the media got spoon-fed what they got spoon-fed, and that was it. What's interesting is just today, as this feud with the Belichick, Robert Kraft ownership group and the Patriots continues, all Patriots staff, scouts and otherwise, any staff members of the New England Patriots are banned from North Carolina football games. And here's what I have to say about that. Hold your nose, right? If the Tar Heels are anything like what we saw Monday night in Chapel Hill against visiting TCU, there's not much to scout. There's not much to see. That was an abomination. So, yeah, disappointed we can't get Gary to break it down, but that just adds another wrinkle to the whole phenomenon, right? But there's so much more to talk about. There is baseball. We get to the NFL tonight with Philadelphia and Dallas in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial. We'll spend some time on that game, breaking it down. And we welcome you in. You can shoot us up on X, Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America, via Twitter, or X as they call it, any social media, Instagram, and sportsovernightamerica.com. You can send us emails and a boatload of other ways to get in touch with the program. So we will do that. Presented by Herb Chambers, Honda of New England, Seekonk, Burlington, Boston, and Westboro, Massachusetts. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline. We're coming right back.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are unveiling a new lineup of AI-powered digital experiences for tennis fans around the world. The 2025 U.S. Open app offers customized, nonstop coverage to bring tennis fans right inside the two-week tournament. Too long didn't read? New Watson X-powered key points instantly generate summaries for all articles and match analysis for fans who need quick, snackable tennis insights. To learn more about this new feature and others like Match Chat and Live Likelihood to Win, download the U.S. Open app, sponsored by IBM.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, talking the world of sports here at Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell, as we have a lot to get to today. Again, Gary Myers will let you know when the reschedule. Hoping for a football Friday into a Saturday. That'd be dynamite. But Darren Peck and the powers that be at Sports Byline will ferret through that with Jimmy Shapiro, his publicist, and we'll figure it out and get it going. Yeah, let's start with the NFL. We got to get into that. Even though on some of the stations across the way, where that game will be underway. As sports overnight unfolds. But, you know, the whole Dallas thing, I mean, I have just been bombarded with it. So, you know, I'm going to tell you a quick little story. I queued up, you know, I've been gone for a long time, 10, 12 days on the road, get back home. I queue up my TV, and I've just got weird channels on there, this web iOS and YouTube TV. So I start firing up the app and get it loaded. And then I've got all this old content that's showing up. So I'm seeing, I didn't notice it at first. I'm looking and I'm thinking, wait a second, Micah Parsons. This is like a week, this is 10 days old. What's going on? Well, it was old archive of stuff. So I had to hit the reboot and got up to current speed. But I did get to see a few things I hadn't seen. And one was Jerry Jones in the news conference. And you know, when I and I'm glad I didn't delete it right away. So I listened intently, and it's just, you know, come on, 29 years, Jerry, you know, give up the general managerial role. Would you please? You're the owner. You're not a football guy. Yes, you played at Arkansas. Yes, you were a fairly decent player with the Razorbacks, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is you haven't won since you had really – I mean, when you really think about it, you haven't won since Jimmy Johnson. You haven't won since Gil Brandt. You haven't won since you had a football, a NFL caliber scouting department and all the ancillary parts that go into an organization. You know, we can sit here and debate Brady, Belichick, who done it, who delivered the goods. It was a combination of both. And I'll kind of paraphrase in lieu of getting Gary today because of his being unavoidably in a situation where he's just going to have to reschedule, and that's fine. But, you know, you could debate Belichick and Brady until the proverbial cows come home, but they both had huge hands into it. Now, is it more Brady or more Belichick? We could debate that. Joe Montana said, look, when we had our run with the 49ers, it was 75% Coach Walsh, 25% me. And Montana said, look, he wrote the letter. I took it to the post office, which, in other words, Bill Walsh was the architect. I don't know that that was the case. You know, and I'll get to Jones in a minute. I'll circle back to that. But listen, in Belichick's first year, they were 5-11. And Belichick told anybody that would listen, including some of his old cohorts with, you know, the Giants and the Jets, he said to them, listen, the fact of the matter is I'm going to get fired here. I mean, Kraft is not going to take 5-11 again, and I don't know what I have here. Then Mo Lewis gets, ironically, against the Jets. He takes out Drew Bledsoe with a lacerated, what do I want to call it? A lacerated internal injury and you know, internal bleeding, and Bledsoe could have bled out and could have, quite frankly, died. If you think I'm being hyperbolic and an alarmist, just go back and look at some of the documentaries. It was very, very serious. So, you know, he's bleeding internally. They finally get him to the hospital. They realize to enter stage right comes Brady. And we never, ever, not ever see Bledsoe again. But the next time we see Bledsoe in any real game of any significance happened to be the AFC Championship game in Pittsburgh on January 27th or January 20th of 2001, or that would have been 2002 by then, right? Calendar year flips. Yeah, 2002. And Bledsoe, not Brady, was the one that led the Patriots to that victory over Pittsburgh and got them into the Super Bowl against the Rams. And we all know it was the first of six, first of seven for Brady. And so the legend goes. But the reality is, to sit here and debate Belichick versus Brady, and that's not to say that Gary Myers penned a worthless book. He did not, because there's so much in it. Now, have I read the book yet? No. Have I seen the skinny on it? Yes. And he interviewed a ton of people. He interviewed Belichick. He interviewed Brady. He interviewed Tom Brady Sr. I believe he talked to Kraft and a whole bunch of former players and personnel people, and really did a great job. So don't think for a second that we don't want Gary Myers on this program, on this network. And this will fall right smack dab in the middle of the must-read department. No question about it. It's going to be that good. That's what I think. All right, so Jerry Jones. Jerry, just read the tea leaves. You don't even have to read the tea leaves. Just stare in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm not getting it done. Jerry, if you took your body of work as a general manager, forget that you're owner, you would have fired the general manager, or in this case yourself, about 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago. So it's just crazy. But you know what? When you're the owner, you can do what you want. And he just doesn't want to let go of control. And so, you know, Dallas Cowboys, America's team, hogwash. This is America's, you know, nightmarish dream is what it is. I mean, you have an owner who just won't let go. Now he's got health issues. Now there's other things going on. Now we get the annual contract dispute. 1 year it's Dak Prescott. He bit the bullet and overpaid. This time he realized the ill of his ways. And he just it was a handwritten escort to the exit door for Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons. He ends up in Green Bay, and that just totally recalibrates, I think, the top of the NFL or NFC for sure. How about that? Now, that doesn't mean I put Dallas up there, because I don't. I mean, Dallas is going to be not a lower tier team, but a lower third of the league. So that might be a lower tier, or at best case, maybe somewhere, you know, fair to Midland, right smack dab in the middle of the NFC. Is that a playoff team? Maybe on their best, they get a wild card, but I don't think so. I don't think the preponderance of the National Football League media, who knows what they're talking about, what they're writing about, what they're speaking about, and what they're putting out there, anybody's going to be able to, you know, go back 2020 and say, yeah, I told you they're going to be bad. But who's going to say they're going to be bad right now? The majority of them, I think. Now, maybe the outliers say, hey, look at Micah Parsons was great. But, hey, listen, we're going to see other guys in there. We can plug the holes. He is on the defensive side of the football. They do say defense wins championships. I don't always necessarily agree with that, because you still have to score points, right? you still have to score points. The scoreboard doesn't keep track of anything other than defensive touchdowns. It doesn't really take care of defensive statistics. I am not minimizing Micah Parsons or any other defender. Lawrence Taylor was huge. Butkus in his day was huge. Deion Sanders in the secondary, huge. I mean, there have been tremendous impact players on the defensive side of the football. But you could also make the case that kickers are huge. Kickers got to convert. If you don't think so, ask Scott Norwood. If you don't think so, ask the 49ers kicker when they, you know, they miss a field goal, which cost them a Super Bowl against Kansas City out in Vegas. So, yes, you can compartmentalize these things all you want. The reality is they walked a great player out of Dallas. And until Jerry Jones comes to – you know, reality, it comes to his football senses and gets the people in there that are paid to do what they do, and that is scout and deliver the goods. Jerry Jones just can't get out of his own way. It's been almost three decades. And we're going back to Aikman, Irvin, Emmett Smith. And so, you know, the numbers and the reality is right there in black and white. The one loss record, playoff performance, and ultimately, what do you judge by? You're judged by postseason, and if not, and to include the Super Bowl. That's what it's all about. All right, so that's where we'll start. Dallas and Philly tonight. We'll break that down a little further. I think it'll be an Eagles coming out party tonight. Listen, they're coming off a Super Bowl year. It's tough to repeat. But it's a divisional game against a already reeling Dallas Cowboys team. So Philadelphia in a big spot tonight should have a resounding victory and a performance tonight at Lincoln Financial in South Philadelphia. I'm Artie Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America along with Dominic Jimenez. We're coming right back here. Don't go away.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We'll do some baseball a little bit later on in the final segment, but we're going to stay on the NFL theme. I'll get one quick college note. On Friday night, you're going to have Northern Illinois visiting Wisconsin. Look, Wisconsin will win this game, but, you know, I'll tell you right now, they've got some great fodder, do they not? The Badgers coaching staff could just say, hey, listen, take this team lightly and you'll be Notre Dame. And Notre Dame took Northern Illinois lightly. You know what happened? A shocker in South Bend. Just a year ago. So got that one circled. And then we head into a college football Saturday with a lot of mismatches. I mean, this is, if you're going to miss a week of college football, this is it. And I'll say this, and I don't want to take a swipe at my Iowa folks, but, you know, when Iowa State is probably the second or third biggest game on the Saturday menu of college football, that's all you need to know. I mean, I'm not saying it won't be a great game. It might be the best game of the weekend, and I would even venture a guess saying it has a good chance to be all that, except I like Iowa State. I just think Kirk Ferentz, and he's getting close to the end of the road in Iowa City, they're going to be hard-pressed to, I think, even stay in this game. I really do. I think Iowa State is going to steamroll Iowa. They've just got too many weapons, and they're on a roll. I mean, they went over to Dublin and, a sloppy game for the first half, and then the second half, Iowa State found their bearings, found their traction, and put a hurting on Kansas State, which is huge because those are the two teams that sit really, and a lot of people, along with Utah, atop the Pac-12, the Big 12. I got teams right now, Pac-12 are now in the Big 10, blah, blah, blah. Anyhow, I digress and tell you, I think Iowa State is going to have their way quite handily with the Iowa Hawkeyes. So there you go. All right, so that's where we'll go. We'll do some NFL looks a little bit later on. But, you know, as much as Thursday night in the season, the season opener with Philadelphia hosting Dallas, I'm really interested on this Friday night game between the Chiefs and the Chargers. And I don't have to tell you because it's widely publicized. The Chargers just have not been able to handle this team. I mean, the Chiefs have won 17 consecutive games straight up against the Chargers. They've owned them. Now, this will be an interesting scenario because the game will be played in Brazil, San Paulo. So that is interesting. Not only is that, it's going to be the first international game that's going to be YouTube television only. So get prepared for that. You're going to hear the hue and cry on that. But this is Mahomes going up against a team that he has owned, as have other Chief quarterbacks. But on the other side of the football is Justin Herbert. And his problem is right now, he has an offensive line that is absolutely decimated by injuries. I mean, they are rolling out an offensive line. There is no Rashawn Slater. They have other injuries along the front, and that is not a recipe for the first game of the season. It's not a recipe for any game, but it is compounded by the fact it's the first game of the year, and Kansas City's got a pretty stout defensive pass rush. So don't think for a moment that this is going to be a situation where the Chargers are going to be able to withstand anything close to a perfect game. I mean, I'm seriously, they're going to have to absolutely have as close to a perfect game as that is out there. It's that simple. So, and listen, Kelsey has owned the Chargers, much due to Mahomes and his ability to scramble. He is absolutely torn up that secondary. Derwin James comes to mind in previous matchups. And so we will see. That defense has not had much of a pass rush. And even when you do, Mahomes is a magician. I mean, he is, I would say, not next to impossible, but he's one of the most, if not the most difficult quarterback to sack. Because you think you got him, and he gets out of it, and then you think you got him again, and he releases the ball, and he's got a little Houdini under that helmet, and he is just a great improviser and a great, great scrambler, shovel passes, jump passes, you name it. And so this will be interesting. So when you look at the Chiefs going up against the Charger defense, you got to go to Kelce. I mean, you know, they can dink and dunk their way down. And granted, they have no Rashid Rice because he's out for the first six games of the year. But the fact of the matter is, it's going to be Kelce has just eaten them alive. Now, he's long in the tooth. This is clearly his last year. He's going to, you know, exit stage right, get married sometime, probably in the next year in Rhode Island. That sounds like that's out of the bag now. Watch Hill, Rhode Island, where Taylor has basically an estate. And that'll be something on the water in Rhode Island. So, but that's for People Magazine, not for us right now. But anyways, the Chargers offensive line being dinged up is going to be make it very much difficult. They like to run the football. They like to keep it, you know, like to keep it honest. And, you know, Herbert can do his part, but it's just going to be very, very difficult. And not only that, the Chargers, like I said, they're just so banged up, it's going to show. And then you look at the quarterbacking matchup. Well, what do you got there? The injury situation is going to hurt, obviously. And what you have with Mahomes is he wins close games. He wins those one-score games. He wins from behind. He wins with big leads. I mean, and most quarterbacks do, but there's just so many different ways that Mahomes can beat you. So neutral site in Brazil at San Paulo, that's one thing, but this looks like a Chiefs game. But I'll make a statement, though. The Chargers, when they get healthy, I think have a chance to be the team that gives Kansas City the most difficulty over the totality of the 17-game season. A lot of people think it's Denver. I can see why. The Raiders are pretty much also ran, and I think they'll stay that way. The Chargers, though, do not have a huge margin of error. They don't. Not only do they have to play near perfect in week one, they got to play really solid football, take care of the football, not turn it over. But they have very good coaching in Harbaugh. You can say what you want, like him or hate him. He's very good. So they need, again, and they got a rookie running back out of North Carolina, Omarion Hampton. He's going to have a big game. Going to have to, you know, probably get close to 80 to 100 yards to give Herbert a chance to really get to those receivers when they get open in passing lanes. The Chiefs secondary is vulnerable. On their best, they're passable, but on their worst, they're easily exploitable. So, you know, obviously we have to wait and see how things unfold. You know, your head and your heart almost tell you that it's Kansas City in a romp, but the Chargers could find a way to shorten the game if they can get a running attack, but it's going to be difficult to do behind a dinged up offensive line. So that's where we'll start with Friday night. And then as you move towards Sunday, as we come off the Thursday game to start the season, as you look towards Sunday, I mean, there's a multitude of scenarios and games that get your attention. The first one that jumps off the page to me is Washington hosting the New York Giants NFC matchup. Noon East, or I should say noon Central, 1 East, and you'll get that game at 10 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. In the nation's capital, the Giants obviously giving the ball to Russell Wilson. He's on a short leash. They believe they've got the future of the franchise at quarterback in Jackson Dart, their number one pick out of Ole Miss. We shall see about that. But the Giants right now, you want to talk about a coaching staff, Brian Daboll and the rest of his assistants. You want to talk about a coaching staff that's going to feel pressure. You're going to want to talk about a coaching staff that has a just absolute brutal first month of the season in terms of scheduling. And you start against an upstart Washington team that was phenomenal last year. I mean, they were one of the biggest surprise and a quarterback who just delighted people last year. last year in Daniels. He was great. So Giants Commanders on Sunday would get my attention. The other one you want to really take a look at, I think, is Niners and Seahawks in Seattle. The Niners, I mean, San Francisco Bay Area, Santa Clara is going to host the Super Bowl February 8th at Levi's Stadium. The Niners would like to be considered to be a team that could, you know, obviously host the Super Bowl. We've seen that before in L.A., and we shall see. But the Niners, I mean, a lot of question marks. But, you know, Seattle, you know, the quarterbacking situation, I think you have to realize that there's going to be some skeptics out there at that position. The coaching situation has come under, you know, a lot of scrutiny post Pete Carroll. But Niners 49ers with a 4:05 Eastern start certainly has got my attention. And then you got to go, you know, listen, Ravens Bills in Buffalo on NBC and Sunday Night Football. Ravens Bills, there's your 5-star game. And, you know, the NFL isn't stupid. They know what game to put up on NBC week one of the NFL, and that ought to be a phenomenal game, at least on paper. The quarterbacking situation alone gets your attention. You know, Allen is certainly you know, a player that you want to give him his due. He's got a great supporting cast. This idea that Buffalo could regress this year, you could say that about any team, any elite team. Sure, they could regress, but if they're healthy and they stay that way, and McDermott coaches at a high level, which he is capable of. He's also had his brain cramp moments, which what coach hasn't. They all do at some point. But here's the reality in my world. Lamar Jackson, he gets criticized that, you know, he's got to win all these big games. He has yet to do it. Yes and no, but, you know, that's a game you just you cannot miss on Sunday. So that's where we go with week one. There's some others, and we'll dip into those as well. Baseball is going to be good on the weekend. The college football, not so much. We'll break that down. We take you to a break, and we'll come back, and we'll also squeeze in a few other news and notes here as we cruise along here, a Thursday into a Friday on Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe, on iHeart, Tuned In, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back.
Pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever-
responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking to World of Sports, I want to bring Dom in here for this next segment, if we can, because I do, and I got hit over the head with some quick social media. What about Lions-Packers? I overlooked it. I would agree. Lions-Packers is a 425 Eastern game, and yeah, Lions-Packers, yeah, we want to see Micah Parsons. Micah wasn't healthy during camp. He was, you know, obviously had the contract thing. He did do some walkthroughs. He did, you know, he was not a no-show, but he was a basically a non-participant. So I think limited duty here. But yeah, Lions, Packers, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Dom, what are you expecting? Are you pumped up for week one? You locked and loaded with Niners, Seahawks? What's caught your attention? Let me hear.
I'll be a lot more excited once I'm done working, I am excited. I've got all my fantasy drafts in, happy for the most part with all of those. So that in and of itself is going to get me hyped up for the season. And then once Sunday comes around, I have Comcast, Xfinity, whatever you want to call it, channel 785 here on the West Coast, fire up Red Zone, 10 a.m. Pacific, then I'm going to be completely in it. Until then, it's really just anticipation. Eagles, Cowboys, I'm sure I'll watch some of it whenever I get home. The Friday game, I don't have YouTube TV, so that's a non-starter for me. I'll be ready Sunday morning for sure, though.
Unquestionably. Let me ask you, though, about the Niners. Obviously, you guys are going to host the Super Bowl again out there. I was there for the last one, Denver, Carolina. Let me ask you this question. What are the expectations of the 49ers this year? Are they kind of like, is the fan base there, a great fan base? Are they taking a wait-and-see approach? Are they optimistic, pessimistic, somewhere in between? Give me a take on Niner fan base right now. What do you sense out there being in the Bay Area?
I'll be honest, it depends on what type of fan you ask. If you've got the type of fan like myself where you've heard me talk about my San Francisco Giants and just the most truly stunning, awful things I have to say about my favorite baseball team, I like to take a little bit more of a level-headed, maybe lean towards emotionally irrational a little bit, lean towards my teams. In that regard, I'll say I'm optimistic, but given what has happened with this team over the last 10 years, I'm prepared to be disappointed again, but I like where the team is constructed. I would have liked to have another receiver, but Juwan Jennings apparently is going to be ready to go shortly, if not for week one. Everybody's healthy right now, and I just have to hope that everybody stays healthy. The strength of schedule, it's based off last year, but they have the second easiest schedule in the NFL. The division, solid, if not they're not spectacular, but I think all around the division's fine. I'm not going to say it's the toughest division. It's not the easiest division. But I think it's a situation for the Niners to win the division. And, you know, we've seen it in the playoffs. You get into the playoffs and things can happen. This is a team that has the postseason experience now. No more excuses. We've been Super Bowl or bust as Niners fans for the last 5+ years. And I think that window's getting real small, Marty. So,
yeah.
Cautiously optimistic, I think, is most people. There's going to be, obviously, a subset of fans who just everything the Niners do is wrong. And then you've got the other kind of bleeding heart style fan where they could be in the middle of a rebuild and they're going to be optimistic. So it's a mixed bag here, but I think overall cautious optimism, I think, is the main takeaway for how we are getting ready for the season for the Niners.
I want to go Purdy, and then I'll go the division with you, and then we'll look at the NFL in its totality. And I want to sprinkle in some fantasy stuff because people do appreciate that. Here's what I want to know, though. Do you expect Brock Purdy to move forward? He's gotten the big money now. And so that sometimes throws a flare of pessimism to the air. You get paid, and all of a sudden you lose that incentive. And I don't necessarily subscribe to that theory, but it has been played out and borne out in the past with others. So here's my question. What are the expectations of Purdy now that he's gotten the big money? I kind of know what the expectations are. If we see regression here, that's going to get ugly pretty quick out there, I would think. Let me hear. Brock Purdy.
Oh, absolutely. The expectation is lead us to the Super Bowl championship, lift up Lombardi 6. That's the expectation. Anything short of that is going to be a disappointment unless it's one of those things where Brock Purdy throws for 400 yards in the Super Bowl but gets let down by Jake Moody or the defense or something like that. Because the quarterbacks get blamed whether it was actually their fault or not. In terms of if he regresses, I think there are definitely going to be calls for his job. Shanahan's job, I think, I don't think it's in any danger, but he hasn't really done what the expectations were given the roster that they had. He hasn't reached those expectations. And Brock Purdy already a little bit of a polarizing figure, not that he does anything polarizing or that, you know, he runs his mouth or he's got this arrogance or diva quality, nothing like that. But there are a lot of people who don't like Brock Purdy because he's not a sexy, flashy, superstar-type quarterback like a Mahomes or a Burrow or an Allen or a Jackson. He's not like that. He's fine. He's solid. I don't know what his ceiling is. He might have reached it already. I really don't know necessarily what next level he can obtain, can reach. I hope he does, but I don't know how high that ceiling actually is, though.
It's interesting. All right, that division, if you look to the north of Seattle, then you got to be a Sam Darnold believer to really, I think, to be excited about the Seahawks. I don't know about that. I think the team that is really intriguing is Arizona. I really do. I think they're intriguing. Number one, I like Murray, diminutive as he might be, but he's got great targets. For sure, Marvin Harrison Jr. certainly is huge. Offensive line is darn good if they're healthy. I don't know about their defense as much, but the running backs, you know, Connor's tough in the red zone down close to the goal line. They've got some others. I think this Arizona team is they're going to be better than Seattle, more intriguing than Seattle, and then we'll get to the Rams in a moment. But what about Arizona? Do you see them the same way? It's kind of an intriguing team and maybe the upstart surprise team in the NFC West. How about that?
It's such a hard question. I think Arizona improves over last year, but I don't think they're going to be these world beaters, awesome, phenomenal team. You're right. Marvin Harrison, very talented. Trey McBride, the tight end, very talented. I'm not a Kyler Murray believer. I think his skill set can win you games, but can also lose you a fair share of games due to what he can't do or what he doesn't do well. I'm not a huge believer in Kyler Murray. But again, the division, a lot of question marks on all four teams in the division. So it's entirely possible that the Cardinals end up winning the division with a 10-7 record. That's not going to instill any confidence in anyone going into the playoffs with 10-7. It is almost 500-ish because 9-8 is going to be the closest you can get to 500 by getting over. So it's only one game difference. I don't feel confident in Arizona doing much, but I think they are going to be better than last year.
All right. What about the Rams? Stafford's had all sorts of maladies, long in the tooth. He gets banged around. There's been elbow problems. There's been back problems, all sorts of things. The receiving core is excellent still. I mean, you've got the Davante Adams. You hope that he is still got tread on the tire. I believe so. Nacua is elite. What about the Rams? Where do you go with them? Interesting.
I think they're in that around 500 window. I think almost this entire division is going to be, you know, between 7 to 10 wins. I don't think anybody is going to be awful. I don't think anybody is going to be amazing. So much depends on Matt Stafford, because if he's out, do you know who their backup is, Marty?
It's got to be Garoppolo, or it's got to be the kid from Georgia.
Jimmy Garoppolo, exactly. So I don't feel, as a 49ers fan, I'm going to warn the Rams. I'm going to warn Rams fans. Jimmy Garoppolo he's probably the best backup quarterback in the NFL. I will 100% give you that. But if he ends up needing to quarterback my team for 10-plus games, I don't feel great about it. And if Garoppolo's there, the effectiveness of Puka Nacua, of Devontae Adams, that gets brought down. And their defense has undergone a lot of changes lately. I don't see a scenario in which the Rams are an amazing team. I think they're solid if everybody's healthy, but I don't see them being a 12-win team. I don't.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Okay, we talked about Darnold, and, you know, they've got, you know, running backs. I mean, Charbonnet, Kenneth Walker, but there's been a bunch of injuries there. We know the receiving core got a big, we hope, or at least suspect, maybe not even hope. We anticipate Cooper Kupp has still got plenty of tread left on that tire. But, you know, listen, they're banged up too. A lot of teams do have a lot of injuries coming into the start of the season and haven't even taken a snap for keeps yet. So where do you go with Seattle just in terms? I mean, I'm not a Darnold believer, but who was? But then he resurrected his career, quite frankly, and you know, gets a new lease on his life in Seattle, but it wasn't handed to him. He deserved it. He really did. Where do you go with them? And Cooper Kupp certainly is going to help. Let me hear.
I think Seattle's due for some regression. Not that Sam Darnold is a huge upgrade over Geno Smith, nor is he a downgrade. I think it's a pretty lateral move, because Sam Darnold, very good in the regular season, but when the playoffs hit, you got Sam Darnold from the Jets. It was not pretty. Cooper Kupp, I don't know how healthy he's going to be able to stay. He struggled the last couple years in Los Angeles to stay healthy. DK Metcalf is gone. Tyler Lockett was very banged up, but now he's gone. Jackson Smith and Jigba, very good, but I don't know how reliant. You shouldn't be that reliant on Cooper Kupp, as it seems like they're going to be. The defense has some flaws. Kenneth Walker, when he's healthy, a great running back, but they do have a great backup, like you mentioned, in Charbonnet, who can get the job done if Walker goes down. I see Seattle regressing a win or two, and like I was saying, I see them in that 7 to 10 win range, and nothing less, nothing more.
I hate it when people say, well, who do you think, you know, Super Bowl? Yeah, come on, man. Not one game has been played. I mean, the Boston Globe the other day had a submission on their online. Give me a break. I'm not going to go there with you. But just in terms of the NFC, where lies the top two or three teams in your opinion? Do you want to put Green Bay there now that Micah Parsons, although he's not healthy? You know, we know Philadelphia is good. We know Detroit is supposed to do well, but that division could be very revealing. I don't know. Where do you go with the top tier, say top two or three teams, NFC? Let me hear. I'm dying to hear this.
It's got to be start with the Eagles, and then I'm going to go with the Lions, and then I guess Green Bay. Yeah, it's not very exciting in the NFC, Marty. It's two of the three best teams from last year. And I think it stays that way, barring injury.
Real quick, what about Washington?
I think Washington's good, but you got to see what you got with your young quarterback who's done it for a year. Let me see Jaden Daniels running back a second year. You've got some question marks in the backfield now with Austin Eckler. That's not very exciting. It's a wait-and-see approach for me with Washington.
Yeah, I had to wait and see what McLaurin did, and I think with him in the fold, I think they're going to be okay. But I, you know, you're right. Daniels did it for 1 year. There is a sophomore jinx label that's there for a reason, because second-year quarterbacks don't sneak up on anybody. Defensive coordinators are obviously going to adjust. It's going to be interesting. All right, we'll come back. We'll put a close on it. Thank you, Dom. Excellent work out of UU. We come back here on Sports Overnight America. Heard on great stations like WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Let's give you a little media talk. Well, we got YouTube TV Friday night, tonight when some of you folks are hearing this. I don't have a problem with that. You know, I've heard people complain, why are they playing games in Brazil? Why are they playing? They've been playing games overseas for a long time. I have no problem with it. It's the globalization of the National Football League. The NBA does it. You know, it's just something I don't care. I have no problem with it. They want to play the game on Neptune. Play the game there. I like the game itself for the sheer enjoyment of it. I don't get too caught up in this stuff. Now, do I want to see a London franchise in the quote-unquote National Football League? Not really. I don't want to go there. But, you know, it's probably coming, right? I mean, Goodell's already hinted at that. And there's several million, if not billions, of reasons why they're going to do it. For money. And the NFL, as much as they got, they want more. Greed is good would be the mantra of the Goodell-led National Football League. All right. Taylor Swift, halftime of the Super Bowl. I'm all for it. She's talented. She's amazing. Kelce and Swift's wedding, Watch Hill, Rhode Island, it looks like. I am going to predict it's going to be next summer. I do believe that. Watch Hill, Rhode Island is the land of the rich. Colin Cowherd lives in Watch Hill, and he's got about an $8 million home. Tell me he doesn't get paid too much. Holy smoke. Dominic Kimenez will not be with us tomorrow, Football Friday. Bailey Peck will be in. Dom, you have a great weekend. We'll be live in New York getting ready for the U.S. Open semis and finals. And it ought to be a fun weekend. And a whole lot more, including Herb James.